The school funding wars are heating up, months from a federal election. Private schools will be getting an extra $4.5 billion from the Commonwealth in a deal the Morrison government hopes will assuage the funding concerns of the politically powerful Catholic and independent schools. But public schools advocates are warning the war over school funding will now escalate unless cuts to their resources are restored. Political reporter Melissa Clark.
Thank you, everyone.
The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, stepped out into his courtyard at Parliament House today with a message.
Our government believes in choice in education.
And with money. The Commonwealth funds non-government schools, and since the Gonski reforms were introduced, that funding has been based on need. The private sector hasn't been happy, with schools in well-off areas getting much less funding. They've been demanding change, and now a deal has been struck.
From 2020, the Commonwealth will transition to a new method of calculating how non-state schools are funded, and that will make the education system fairer and more equitable.
Instead of using the postcode of parents as a factor in determining how needy schools are, parents' income levels will be used instead. And there'll be a lengthy transition period from the old funding system to the new one. Education Minister Dan Tehan.
So between 2020 and 2022, it will be up to schools as to when they will make that transition. So they have a 3-year period in which to transition.
So schools that do better under the old system will be able to keep getting that extra money up to and including 2022 at a cost of $3.2 billion. Plus, there's another $178 million for next year. But that evidently wasn't enough to convince the private schools to agree, because the federal government is also spending another $1.2 billion on what they're calling a Choice and Affordability Fund, which the Prime Minister outlined.
That will provide a flexible means of targeting extra support for those schools in the non-government sector that require the extra support, such as schools, I should stress, in rural and regional and remote locations, schools in drought-affected areas or underperforming schools.
All up, that's about $4.5 billion. The head of the National Catholic Education Commission is Ray Collins.
We have always provided in our Catholic systemic schools a low-cost alternative to the state school system, and the funding again that has been announced today will ensure that we'll be able to continue to do that.
The opposition had allocated more money for both public and private schools when it was last in government, but the coalition removed it from future budget planning, saying it was unfunded. Labor's education spokeswoman is Tanya Plibersek.
It is not acceptable to admit that billions of dollars have been cut from Catholic and independent schools, to restore some of that funding, but to continue the pretense that funding has not been cut from public schools at the same time.
The government is spruiking the funding deal for private schools as being about choice, but Ms Plibersek says it's a false choice.
For parents to have genuine choice in the education of their children, they need a well-funded public school system to turn to if they wish.
The private school sector had been very vocal with its concerns about funding. The Catholic Education Authorities in Queensland had even intervened in one of the recent by-elections in Longman, backing Labor because of this issue. Tanya Plibersek says Scott Morrison is trying to avoid a repeat of that at the next federal election.
To me, this approach looks desperate. It looks like a Prime Minister who is trying to get an issue off the table.
But if the Prime Minister thought this deal would quell the issue, he's wrong. The Australian Education Union's Karina Haythorpe.
This deal today is an absolute hypocritical attempt by the Scott Morrison government to settle the funding wars. And I'm here to say those funding wars are going to escalate. In the lead up to the next federal election, we will be out in 18 marginal seats. We will be campaigning on the issue of fair funding now. We will be seeking a restoration of the $1.9 billion of cuts that have been delivered to public schools.
Karina Haythorpe from the Australian Education Union. Melissa Clark, our reporter.